From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Pentagon is suspending efforts to recruit, train, and equip Syrians to fight the self-declared Islamic State. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the program will now focus on equipping groups already on the battlefield.
Only a handful of Syrian fighters have emerged from the $500 million program Congress approved to train Syrian fighters outside of Syria. Brett McGurk is the deputy presidential special envoy for the coalition fighting the Islamic State. He says fighters will no longer be taken outside of Syria for weeks of training.
It's not halting the program. Those stories are just not true. It's adapting it and to make it more effective and to apply immediately to the forces that are on the ground fighting ISIL now.
The Pentagon now plans to airdrop equipment to groups already fighting the Islamic State. It's not clear which of them will be chosen, but officials say they'll include Syrian Arabs, Christians, and Kurds. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
Russia's stepped up military involvement in Syria is complicating the American air campaign there. A Pentagon spokesman says U.S. and Russian military officials are likely to soon hold another round of talks on avoiding a clash during airstrikes in Syria. At least one U.S. jet recently changed course to avoid close contact with a Russian warplane. U.S. Congressman Paul Ryan is facing mounting pressure to run for Speaker of the House, a job he's repeatedly said he does not want. Another candidate for the post, Jason Chaffetz of Utah, says he's okay with having Ryan as Speaker.
If Paul Ryan got into the race, of course I'd support him. He'd be the kind of person that I could get excited about.
Ryan, who chairs the Ways and Means Committee, is being approached to seek the speakership after Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy dropped out of the race. Current Speaker John Boehner had planned to retire from Congress at the end of this month, but promises to stay on if the matter is not resolved by then. The Los Angeles City Council has signed off on what is being called the toughest earthquake safety regulation in the country. Danielle Carson reports the rules will require the fortification of more than 15,000 buildings that are most likely to collapse in a big quake.
The ordinance targets L.A.'s most vulnerable types of buildings, brittle concrete and wood apartment complexes. Mayor Eric Garcetti says fortifying these buildings will save lives.
We might not be able to count who it is that will be living amongst us after the big one hits, but we know some of them will be here because we were bold enough and brave enough to make the right move today.
The upgrades won't be cheap. They could set back wood building owners as much as $100,000. The price tag for concrete structures could be in the millions. LA enacted tougher standards for new cell phone towers earlier this year. So if there's a big earthquake, the city's communication infrastructure will still function. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
This is NPR News. The North Korean government is holding what is expected to be one of its biggest celebrations ever, Saturday, for the 70th anniversary of its ruling party's creation. The celebration kicks off with a massive military parade that's been delayed a few hours because of heavy rain. Italy has sent the first group of Eritrean asylum seekers to Sweden as part of a European Union relocation program that's aimed at moving large numbers of migrants out of frontline states. As NPR Silvio Poggioli reports, roughly 40,000 of the 100,000 migrants currently in Italy should be relocated over the next 2 years.
The Eritreans between the age of 25 and 40 had made the dangerous trek across the desert and from Libya across the sea to Europe. Bundled up in warm clothes, they departed on an Italian police aircraft for northern Sweden, just under the Arctic Circle. There, they are to be registered and their asylum requests processed. More than 500,000 people have poured into Europe this year, fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Italy has been demanding for years that its EU partners share more of the refugee crisis burden. Those qualifying for relocation are Syrians fleeing war, Eritreans escaping forced military service, and Iraqis fleeing ISIS. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crews are tearing down the remainder of a waterfront homeless camp in Honolulu. The American Civil Liberties Union and homeless advocates are suing the city, alleging that the homeless camp sweeps have stripped hundreds of people of their personal belongings. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.